Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Voss moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field. Horton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Horton. Berry moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen bunts between the mound and first base. Wilson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullen for the out. Barry moves to third. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Price for a passed ball. Barry scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Voss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Price settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price strikes out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-0 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frien moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-1 in the game. Price takes first base on ball 4. Frien moves to third. Horton moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Frien tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Frien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Voss for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup strikes out. Josephson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Northrup out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Price takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Price moves to second. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton bunts towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Frien moves to second. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt is walked intentionally. Norm Cash pinch hits for Jim Price. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Bill Frien now catching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. Frien drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Aparicio out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Voss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-4 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Frien strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton throws the ball into McAuliffe, who tags Ward, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12. With the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Barry bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McAuliffe covering, for the out. Josephson moves to second. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Don McMahon. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Priddy now pitching. Gates Brown pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-5 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-5 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cullen can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes McAuliffe trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-5 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Frien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Northrup moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Lasher now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Frian and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. John Hiller now pitching. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Voss takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNerney pinch hits for Leon Wagner. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney bunts towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Voss moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Hiller covering, for the out. Aparicio scores. Voss moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney now catching. Pete Ward now playing left field. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Euler strikes out. 2 outs. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-4 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Booker pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Buddy Booker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Booker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6. And Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.